Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan is hanging out, about to referee Throwback Thursday trivia. Guys, it's all tied up, so today someone's going to jump ahead.
Dylan, remember who took a shot at you first today?
Was it me?
It was Mike.
Oh, I might have. Oh, yeah, it was the okay.
Mike Fair was enough. First, but you also joined in, Beau.
Then you should treat us both equally.
I will, as I always do.
Bo went Papa Bear for you the other day, so
he did. Yeah, that is true.
Mike, you weren't here. I might have screamed at Abe.
who just came in and set up your ring light for you? It's the next thing, you know what I mean? Who got your video equipment set up today?
You guys will be treated equal, as I always treat y'all. Fair and justice. I'm always on the side of fair and justice.
Fair enough.
All right, as far as college football, LSU is promoting Verge Osbury to athletic director and taking off that interim tag.
It happened quick, right? And I don't know the ins and the outs, but it was like, all right, that guy's out. We're going to have an interim. Oh, a week later, here we are.
Come on, man.
We'll just promote.
Do you know how this interview went?
Promote from within.
The governor comes in, along with the board of regents and the president, and the governor goes, I'm running this ship. You're basically, I'm your puppet master. I'm the master of puppet here.
And you think so?
Yeah. And the guy's like, hey, man, how much money you want to pay me? And he's like, all right, I'm set. Can I get a good buyout?
I think the governor thing only applies for like just the short term. And then it's like, you probably won't ever see him again.
Well, that's,
you know what I mean? But, like, let me know next time y'all need a coach. I'll make a big press conference.
But that's the biggest hire. If you're the LSU AD, and I know we got other stories, but if you're the LSU AD, the biggest hire for you in your career is hiring the football coach.
No doubt. So it's happening right now.
And if you don't have the power, the ultimate say, you know, the ultimate yes or no on that, are you really the AD?
It's just weird, and I just could not help but think about the Braves. And I was like, you know what? They were like, you know what? We're just going to promote from within. It's only going to take about 6 days. There you go. That guy gets the job. And the Braves, on the other hand, they gave us a month to build up to this. A month.
Well,
they're like, hey, we're just going to promote Walt Weiss.
They also wanted to interview other guys, and I don't think a lot of people wanted this job. It's why I'm curious how many people are going to want the football coach job with how big of a mess it is.
Speaking of LSU, ahead of their matchup against Bama for Alabama, Ryan Williams has been listed as available. LSU's Whit Weeks is questionable.
It's weird that this game doesn't seem – And it's because Brian Kelly got fired, but this used to be the game. Like when I was in school and right when I got out of school, the game of the century games, the national title, like all that stuff. This game just seems like it's like it lacks that shine that it normally has when LSU and Alabama face off.
When you were in school, there used to be three games that were the hardest hitting games that LSU played in that you would ever see. And it was LSU Auburn, which used to be a bloodbath, LSU Bama, and then LSU Florida.
Yeah.
Those are the three games on LSU's schedule that were bloodbaths as far as that they would the hardest hitting games. I mean, it's just unbelievable some of the defense and the hard hits they were putting these games. The whole deal is that LSU's not lived up to expectations. Now Brian Kelly's been fired, and so this game just seems like an act. And I think that's also due to the fact how good Alabama has played. Alabama should be very weird. I've told you about the interim coach bump. These are scary, scary games. You know, it is a night game. At least it's in Tuscaloosa. At least you're not going to Death Valley.
This was what's crazy is that Death Valley game last year was the one outlier for Kalen DeBoer's first year. I don't know that they won another game on the road other than going to LSU and absolutely mopping the floor with LSU. And I think Jalen Milroe rushed for like a buck 80 or something crazy in that game last year. But in that, I don't think you won an away game. Like, that was the one. So, yeah, the fact that it's come back to Tuscaloosa does make you feel a little bit better. But I'm with you. The interim going to deal with that in a few weeks. The LSU's talented, and talented teams can jump up and grab you. So I'm with you.
I don't know what happened to I asked Sandra about the Florida State debacle for Alabama, and she was like, how did that happen? And I said, well, if you listen to DeBoer, he talked about that. It's like 3 weeks after that game, he said, that was the best thing that ever happened to us. Whatever happened with that team losing focus for week one, I think it allowed Kalen DeBoer to really sink his teeth into the team and kind of maybe get his message finally to come across, because they have been a different team. They look like – Kalen DeBoer, I think, is a great coach. He looks like he's got full control of everything.
UGA will play Mississippi State this weekend at Mississippi. Kirby talked about that Mississippi cowbell.
Noise is noise. It's hard to play in the SEC on the road. I have not been to an SEC venue that it was not hard to play into on the road. It's just hard. That's not going to change with them. They've got a really vertical stadium. I think the noise gets trapped in their stadium. It's one of the loudest places that I've coached, and I've coached there a lot. They got a lot of pride in how they play and how their team plays and the support of their team. So as far as the early kickoff, that's more unique to me than the stadium. We go to the road games. It's road games, and it's hard. The uniqueness is a change in time zone a little bit, because you're changing time zones and then what time the kick is. But unless they don't have to show up until earlier or later, it's the same for both, and it's how you manage it.
If teams were winning based strictly off of like heart rate monitors and GPS trackers, this Mississippi State team would be one of the best in the SEC. Like, they play very, very hard. I've watched a couple of their games this year. They were able to beat Arkansas last year. Bo can speak to them playing, barely losing against Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think that was a 3-point game?
23-21, I believe.
Yeah, there you go. And obviously you have the tough loss to Texas, which was a massive comeback by the Longhorns, which was crazy. They play hard. They're not going to be at all the most talented team that Georgia plays all year. But Georgia, I don't think, can afford to just take them lightly. Like, Georgia should win. And I think when you get in the second half, you'll see Georgia do the second half things that Georgia always does with Kirby Smart and Glenn Schumann in that defense. But Mississippi State's going to have them schemed up. And I think a lot of people feel really good about where that program is, given the lack of talent, because those guys, they get after it, man. They're going to get hit.
Jeff Labby has done a really good job in coming in there to a bad situation because of the turnover and everything and how that job came available. And they gave him a year. And now he's got a productive product. He might not be there. He might be a name that goes to one of these schools like an Auburn.
Dude, can you imagine Mississippi State fans? That would be brutal.
And it happens often. It's a good point. It's gonna be a weird atmosphere it's 11 a.m. kick in Starkville. It's gonna be a weird, because you might have more cowbell noise than actual crowd, like actual crowd voice noise.
Yeah.
And it might be off-putting at first, and it might be sleepy, but if you allow them to get into it and for that liquor to really hit them, boy, that's a tough place.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I do want to mention that we will have Rusty Manziel on at 8 this morning to talk some more college football, and you can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game. For the Falcons flyover, it's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Again, it's the Falcons flyover immediately following every Falcons postgame this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, this one's going to seem a little bit out of left field, guys. I'm not going to lie.
That's okay.
It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day, and today is National Saxophone Day. It commemorates the birth of the woodwinds inventor, Adolph Sax.
I got to tell you, when you said sax, I thought we were talking about football.
I did too. I was
when
like,
you teased
I was like,
it, I was like, yeah, we did get six last week. Let's talk about some pass rushers.
I knew I had Mike. I was like, man, I got to know more about histories of sax in the NFL than him.
Yeah.
But now this is like a big L.
As a former marching band and concert band member, when you said I'm bringing Saxy back, I was like, she's talking about the saxophone.
Absolutely.
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Fair enough.
But you played in the wind. You were one of the wind people, right?
No, I was not. I was a percussionist. I was a snare drummer, marching band.
I thought you played the flute.
No,
I was a flautist. I was.
Really?
Yeah. Is that a flute player?
Yes.
All right. Let's just scale the nerd back a little bit.
I so
here, okay?
See you playing a flute.
I was about to say, Allie is such on
Y'all
brand for a flute player.
Scale the nerd
player.
Back a little bit in this
That's
building.
That's so on brand. So
we're gonna get our brand thrown off in here, okay?
So all of these questions are going to be pop culture references to saxophones. Now, you can imagine there's not many, so we're going to expand out to other instruments as well, okay? I promise it sounds more
don't
difficult
feel
than it is.
Don't feel good about this, but I don't think he does either, so.
What animated... Your name is your buzzer. What animated TV character is famous for playing the saxophone and idolizing?
Bo! Lisa Simpson.
That is correct.
Okay. I had something else in mind, but I don't want to give it away just in case it pops up later.
What? Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Movie features Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly forming...
Both. Mike.
Step Brothers.
Yes. 2-0. The 1980s hit, Careless Whisper, begins with one of the most recognizable saxophone riffs ever and is performed by...
Bo.
Yes.
Kenny G?
No.
I don't know. I have no
good guess.
I don't even know if he plays the saxophone. Does he?
I don't know either. Bro, I have no idea.
Okay. It is George Michael.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
You could have given me 10 more guesses.
I just know Faith.
Wouldn't have hit that one.
So, if you would let me finish the question, I was going to say, and he has Faith. But,
oh, damn.
But since you didn't have that hint, I didn't give it to Mike either. All right. In what TV show does Ron Swanson secretly?
Mike. Parks and Rec.
Yes, that's it. Do you know his name?
No.
Duke Silver, because he's a secret saxophone player.
Yeah.
Remember? Okay.
I love that show.
Which former president of the United
States? Bill Clinton.
That is correct. He played on the Arsenio Hall show in 1992.
A Willie could play the sax, brother.
That's impressive.
What instrument does Squidward play in SpongeBob?
Mike.
Yeah.
It's a saxophone.
No.
Bo. The flute?
No. Dylan?
Both of y'all sold so bad, it's the clarinet.
Yeah, it is.
You're like, man, a
I watched Bluey, not SpongeBob. Sorry.
In Friends, what instrument does Phoebe Buffay play?
Mike.
Mike.
The guitar.
That is correct. It is 3-2. Bo is in the lead. The 2014 hit Problem has a massive sax riff that plays throughout the song. Whose hit song is that? She's not Venti, she's... Oh, come on.
She literally just teed y'all up so bad for the... Oh, my gosh. Really?
Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Yes!
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. That was going to make... I was about to get my blood boiling, man.
But, bro, y'all are, like, you... Yeah.
This is...
I'm like, dude, who knows?
This is so out of our league.
I didn't know any of the words you said. Might as well have been speaking Mandarin with that question.
Have you noticed that every question I've answered has either been from the 90s or
movie.
Will Ferrell?
All right.
Oh, man.
What TV show features a rock band called the Zack Attack?
Bo.
Bo.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, another 90s one for you.
Dude, good call.
What pop star made the flute cool again with her live performances, and she's feeling good as hell?
Mike?
Mike.
Taylor Swift.
No.
I have no idea.
Dylan?
Y'all serious?
He's having visceral reactions back there.
Can you read the question again?
Yes.
I got this one.
What pop star made the flute cool again with her live performances? She's feeling good as hell.
I'm so mad at myself.
You should be, Mike.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know this
what's,
one, dude.
I don't know.
Dylan?
It's Lizzo.
Yeah,
dude, I'm so mad about that.
I was almost just going to say like Nicki Minaj or something.
I actually really like that song.
I know.
Man.
Thank you.
No clue.
All right. Two dads in the room for this next one. What animated Disney movie features?
Mike. Soul.
No.
Okay. Take back.
Can I get the question?
The gun.
What animated Disney movie features Sebastian and an entire...
Bo, The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
My favorite Disney movie.
All right. 4-3. Bo is in the lead.
Under the sea.
That and Aladdin.
That's... Okay. I should have got that.
You should have let her finish a little bit.
I know,
bit.
But I can't. You don't let her finish? What are we talking
but
about?
But I get them right when I do that.
What?
Normally.
Curly-haired 90s artist is behind one of the best-selling...
Bo. Kenny G.
That is Kenny G.
Can't let her finish the question.
Actually, I knew it.
And he only knows that because he was on an episode of Family Matters.
That's right.
All right. The massive hit, I Will Always Love You, features
Mike.
A... Yes.
Whitney Houston?
Yes!
I knew that too, but when she did, I was like, yeah, you got it.
If you're gonna say I was it, scared that right. wasn't the question.
I know. I was like, man, was there another way she go? Okay, go.
What's the score?
The score is 6-4. Let's get a couple more in real quick. In That Thing You Do, what instrument does the main character Shades play?
Mike?
Mike.
Harmonica.
No.
Bo, the guitar? I don't know.
No, the drums. A drummer wears shades, guys.
I never watched that movie.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to him.
What, a drummer can't be the main character?
I guess not.
Why don't you talk about?
Usually they aren't.
Nick Cannon would like to have a word.
Well, he's a main character I'm not going to do it.
One last one, just so you guys can go out on a high note. Who used the saxophone in their hit Edge of 17 during live performances?
I don't know. Bo, Taylor Swift?
One of y'all literally has a daughter named after this person.
Oh, Stevie Nicks.
There you go.
Wow. My wife is somewhere punching the air right now. I am so sorry. She
so
is
did
somewhere.
I win?
Literally, I might be locked out of the house when I get home.
Bo has won. Oh. It was 6-4. So, Bo, you're in the lead for the season.
That's three straight.
Can I run one back?
That's three straight.
The Disney movie. You didn't put Soul in there, the Disney movie?
I did not. Is that all about music? I don't know. Is it about soul
music? It's
a
freaking saxophone jazz musician Disney movie.
Oh, well, that's why you said that.
I know. It's yeah, like the Disney movie. I'm like, boom, Soul. I've been waiting on this one.
Yeah, but
he's like, under the sea.
Under the sea. I mean, you just let her finish.
Yeah, it wouldn't have helped.
All right, Bo, you're in the lead for the season.
Three straight. I'm on a three-game winning streak.
Yeah, that's tough, 10. Man. I've been on a slide.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to get back into something that these guys do know about, the Falcons.
Thank God.
And the matchup this weekend going down in Berlin. That is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.